Well, dear friends, on behalf of the Muhammad Ecclesia, we welcome you to our 13th annual convention. We're glad that you're able to come through storms and floods this morning. You may see on your program, Brother Jim McClugan is chairman. In Lord's Providence, he had to be away to take care of some matters related to floods. So you have me this morning, dear friends. Just let you know you might remember them in prayer. Dear friends, we wanted to start with, pardon me just one moment. We just wanted to start with our theme text this morning, which is Luke 21:28, which says, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." You know, friends, couldn't help but think as the manna was being read this morning, how the truth has made us free in this particular time. You know, we often think of when someone is despairing and despondent, how do they look? They look, their shoulders are hunched down, their face is looking down. You know, friends, this text says that the church, instead of looking down for the fear of what's coming on the earth that men see, the church is pictured as lifting its head up. And one has said, I think this is Ralph Waldo Emerson, said that fear looks down, worry looks around, and faith looks up. And that's our privilege, dear friends. You know, it seems very difficult sometimes as we see how crazy things are in the world and we see what mankind is experiencing. But, brethren, we know they're just a harbinger of the blessings. And what good news we have, friends, and how we may lift our hearts as well as our minds in this time. So your brethren selected this text, dear brethren, because we do need the encouragement. We need the inspiration from the blessings coming, the promised things, those things that are sure in the Lord's word, his word that cannot be broken. We need to refresh ourselves on these matters as we're in the middle in each of our own circumstances of experiences in the world. It's as if the brethren all have perspectives from the various place in which they're set as to what is happening among mankind. Now, it draws out our sympathies, does it not? But it also draws us to look to our Heavenly Father, to look up, and again, to those promises. Friends, we've long been impressed with how our Heavenly Father, when he arranges for a convention, he arranges certain lessons, and he puts on the speaker's heart certain ideas, certain thoughts, certain things from his word that he sees would be beneficial to share. And we think it's a great mystery, friends, how our Lord arranges this group that has come together today. You've come from different experiences, backgrounds. You know the providences that have permitted you to come or arranged for you to come to this convention. And yet the Lord has prepared messages that can touch each heart as we listen and consider. So, friends, it's our earnest desire in the Muhammad class that you indeed be touched in those ways, that you be inspired, that you be encouraged to strive more carefully after Jesus in the days ahead, and to keep lifting your heads up as, you know, these experiences progress in the world. We appreciate very much this privilege the Lord gives us of having this time together with you. So again, we do welcome you to our convention. Dear friends, we have a few announcements to share. Many of you have been here before. There are restrooms in the back, behind the back wall. There's a hallway back there if you need a restroom. There's also one out on the side of the wall to your right, to my left, if you need that. We are broadcasting through Adobe Connect to the brethren. And there are cards of consolation. There's one sheet to be signed for all the brethren. And please add whatever addresses that those friends that need encouragement. You know, friends, if you're one who's isolated, getting a letter or hearing that the brethren remembered you really makes a difference. I know that from Sister Isabel's experience. Just tell her, you know, so-and-so asked about you at the convention. Oh, her face lights up. Because, you know, when you're isolated, you don't have so many experiences. So please take advantage of that opportunity. We do ask, if you would, to turn your cell phones off at this time if you haven't remembered to already. We do have a recording service, and Sister Karen Sue Baker is handling the MP3s if you wish to make orders for that. There are some pens in the back. Friends who've been here before, there's some baskets back there full of flowers. Those are pens that one of your dear brethren has made to share, just as a little remembrance of the convention. So please avail yourself of those. Well, dear brethren, we also like to take love in the morning before the day begins. If you have love to bring, we have some roving microphones here, and we'll just open it up for love. We like to reserve the time for the testimonies to be the heart testimonies, so please announce your love now if you would. Brother Danny.
Could we start up front and then work our way back?
Certainly. Let's start up front. So, brethren, don't be shy. Raise your hands, and then we'll work our way to the back. Brother Mark?
Love and greetings from Brother Aaron Keymichael in Chicago, from the Chicago class. And also there's a standing order for love on the Tuesday evening study, which is online in Chicago.
Thank you, Brother Mark. Yeah, friends in our class are often reminded, don't be afraid of the mic. Hold it close. Don't worry about the sound, but just hold it close as you give love. Brother David?
Brother David Nowitzki from the Northwest Indiana Ecclesia, and all of our brethren wanted to send their love to the convention here.
Thank you very much. Brother Frank?
And Brother Frank Boychuk from Winnipeg. We'd like to bring the love and greetings from Saskatchewan. We were there before we came here, because the love from Morris and Sister Lillian Boychuk. Sister Lillian's father passed away, so we went to the funeral. He was not in the truth, but we went to comfort her and the brethren there. He was 100 years old, so that is quite an attainment to reach 100 years. But we knew her father from the day that I was born. And so this was a pleasure, was a great happiness or sadness, we should say, to attend his service, even though it was a nominal service. We have loving greetings from my sister Anne Michalika. She's from the North Saskatchewan Bible Students. And also we have loving greetings from Brother Mike Chalaki. He's from that class as well. And, pardon me. Loving greetings from Sister Mary Alchaway from Winnipeg. She sent her love before we left. And greetings from Fred Hrachuk. I talked to him before we left. Greetings from Sister Lucy Cooley. Brother Barry is still in the pardon me. Brother Barry is still in the nursing home, so to speak. He has Alzheimer's, as you may know. That's a Cooley. And Sister Lucy, they send their love and greetings to the brethren here. And is there anybody else? I think I have covered them all. If not, all the good greetings from the Wind Lake Bible Students and also from the Prince Albert Bible Students. They like to love their, send their love to you.
Thank you for that load of love, brother. Appreciate that. Sister Fran?
Sister Fran Young from Muncie Area Bible Students, and I was asked to Brother Dennis Stansbury to bring his love to the convention, and Sister Rebecca Williams, his sister, she's not doing well right now. She's having some physical ailments and trials, and we want to be her to be remembered to you, and you remember her in her prayers. And then there's Sister Melody Brantman, Brother Dennis's daughter, and me, for love from me. That's our class. God bless you all. I'm pleased to be here. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sister Fran. Brother Steve?
Stephen Cavanaugh from the Central Kentucky Bible Students. Brother Jim Terrence wanted his love sent to the convention.
Thank you very much. Sister Agnes?
Yes, dear brethren. I bring love from Sister Emily and Brother Harvard from Winnipeg, because they called, Sister Emily called me on the 10th of July and wished me a happy birthday. I was 80 years old.
Okay.
Anyway, and also I have love from Brother Donna Nodge and Sister Jean Wawrick.
Thank you very much, Sister Agnes. We have Brother Darcy.
Brother Darcy Andrus from Salem, Oregon, and we bring you the love of the friends who meet in Salem, and also my folks, Brother Jerry and Sister Dolores, wanted their love given. The Garrisons, Brother Lou and Sister Judy, wanted their love given. Sister Rosemary, who would love to be here, but the Lord arranged otherwise. Sister Joy and the Bartons, Sister Joy Blackman and the Bartons sent their love.
Thank you very much. Brother Bill, I think Sister Luann also had love here. Brother Ed?
Ed Heidelbach from the Berean Bible Students of Michigan, we bring the love from Brother Brian and Sister Ann Kutcher, Sister Emily Clues, Brother Roman Kuzma, Sister Jan Kloss is here, Sister Linda Hayes, our daughter, Sister Jennifer Keenest, and we also have I guess you could say kind of an announcement, our son-in-law, Brother John Keenest, is symbolizing his consecration at the General Convention coming up. And I spoke to Brother Don Horion about a week ago, and he wanted his love and that of the Ithaca Brethren brought to you. And last but certainly not least, from my mother, Sister Molly Heidelbach, she wanted a load of love brought to all of you with hugs and kisses.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Ed. Sister Luann?
I have special love from Brother Laddie and Sister Debbie Stewart, Brother Bill and Sister Estelle Gill, Brother Larry and Sister Joyce Young, Brother David and Sister Kathy Hart, Brother Micah Huff, also from Brother David Huff and Sister Sarah Huff. They are hoping to be here tomorrow. And my dad, Brother Ivan Phillips, and Mom Rosemary.
Thank you very much, Sister Lillian. Sister Kathy?
Love from Sister Sherelle Hagensack. She wanted to be here, but she's involved in the registration for the International Convention. Special love from my Aunt Joanne Haig, who would love to have been here, and sends her special love to all of you. And our Thursday night study in Chicago at Sister Tilly Jesuit's home voted their love to be sent.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Brother Allen?
Brother Allen Ross from the Antioch Bible Students. The Antioch Bible Students send their love along with my wife, Sister Kathy Ross.
Thank you very much. Brother Rick?
Brother Rick Hill from Atlanta Bible Students, who have voted to send their love along with our Tuesday and Wednesday night studies. We're studying the book of Ezekiel and the fourth volume. Makes for an interesting combination. The love particularly, you've already gotten it from Brother Don Horion, Sister Cher Brewster, and the rest of the Ithaca class, Harry and Kathy, which you're going to get, I'm sure, again, Wild Buds. Sister Barbara McLaughlin from Mississippi, and from our class, many of you know Sister Ginger Fanticone. She's been coming. Really wanted to be here, but having her sister has all kinds of health issues that she's dealing with. You might want to remember her particularly in prayer. Sister Sharon Keenest. Brother Ron Miller from Georgia, Sister Mary and her son, Brother Mike Rubio, Brother Ted and Jean Leslie, and we meet in their home. Just a future prayer, and I think you'll probably get it again from Sister Ramona. And by the way, brother, I'm delighted to be here and send love to.
Thank you. Sister Bonnie?
I'm Sister Bonnie Bennett from Salem, Oregon, and wanted to bring special love of my mom, Sister Helen Gorgas, who wanted to be remembered to all of you, and Brother Walter and Sister Andrea Schroeder from Portland, Portland area Bible students.
Very good. Thank you. Sister Mary Ellen?
I'm Sister Mary Ellen from Bachelor from the Orlando, Florida Ecclesia. Bring their love. And also wanted to bring the love of the Portland and Salem convention, classes, because we were out there a couple of weeks ago and they asked their love to be brought. And also all of the brethren at their retirement center wanted their love sent wherever we go. And also from Sister Vi Siegel-Cole from Frankenmuth, Michigan, who turned 104 a couple of weeks ago. She always asks her love to be sent wherever I go.
Thank you very much, Sister Mary Ellen. Sister Marge?
Well, Kathy brought it, but I also bring love to the Bible class and the from Sherelle and our household. And Kathy explained why Sherelle isn't here. She had wanted to come. And love from Dave and Joanna and Sister Hazel McClellan at the New Brunswick Convention.
Thank you very much. Sister Rachel?
I'm Sister Rachel Bushless of the West Suburban Ecclesia in Illinois. And the brethren there especially want to send love to this convention, and especially Sister Pearl Owens and Sister Pat Artis.
Thank you very much. Sister Kathy?
Love from Brother Perry. He overdid it yesterday, so he hopes to be here later on today. But also I wanted to bring special love from my parents, Brother John and Sister Dolores Forsyth in St. Louis, and also from Sister Karen Schmitz and Sister Linda Laviosa and Sister Rebecca Draper, who have also been here periodically through the years. They all wanted their love sent.
Thank you very much. Brother Jim?
Brother Jim Watkins from Dayton, Ohio. I bring a special love and greetings from my wife and sister in Christ, Sister Roberta. She has to be remembered too.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Jim. Okay, Brother Paul?
Good morning, my Brother Paul Bruce from the Central Florida Bible. From the Central Florida Bible students, I bring love from our elder, Brother Bob Hooker, and his wife Nancy, and Brother Rodney Hugelman and his wife Margie, and Sister Bonnie Bradshaw and her daughter Asia, Brother Lenny Wessel, Sister Ann Wildblood, Sister Allison McKillop, Sister Lynn Bailey, and Sister Carol Jones.
Thank you very much, Brother Paul. Sister Sandy?
Sister Sandy Coffin from Huntsville, Alabama, and I bring love from the Huntsville Ecclesia, as well as Sister Rachel Hasty, and posthumous love from Brother John Hasty. Got to visit with him the night, I guess, prior to his passing, and so he asked that his love be brought here. And also love from the New Albany, Louisville Ecclesia.
Thank you very much, Sister Sandy. Friends, if we didn't get your love, there will be opportunity tomorrow. It's time to start our next session. I was given a note. I have to bring love from Brother Leonard Chesney, Brother Art and Sister Esther Ledwinka, Sister Marion Marcus, and Brother Steve and Sister Rosalie Palmgren. But if you missed someone or didn't get an opportunity today, there will be time tomorrow to bring love in the morning as well.